For the past 2 years, Michael Reskus has served as Senior Vice President of News and Editorial Director at NPR. His goal is to create a true news network for public radio. He wants to do this by increasing collaboration on journalism between NPR and member stations. I spoke with Oreskes about how this effort will benefit listeners and shape the future of public radio. How has this station collaboration effort been going so far?
It's been terrific, and the cooperation and the close collegial work we're finding with stations all over the country, including you guys here in South Carolina, it's been wonderful. And it's very important. You know, we've lost so much good journalism at the local level in the last few years for lots of different reasons. And I think public radio is really stepping up and is really part of the solution to the decline of local journalism. And there isn't anything more important. We're really committed to building the capacity of public radio to cover communities all over the country.
How will this benefit the local audience?
Well, I think it's principally about the local audience. I think it will strengthen reporting in local communities, and it will strengthen our ability to cover regional stories. So, first of all, I think that every public radio group in the country should have very strong statewide coverage. You know, one of the things that has suffered most severely in all the disruption of journalism in the last few years is state coverage, coverage of the state government, coverage of statewide issues or regional issues. So we think we can rebuild a lot of that. For example, here in South Carolina, you might want to build stronger coverage of coastal issues for the states that run up and down the coast, you know, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, even Florida. On the Great Lakes, you know, there's a whole string of stations all around the Great Lakes that share issues. So I think there'll be a lot of that kind of thing. We can build much stronger coverage and use our resources even more effectively.
Can you share a little bit about how using resources in this way will start to build a true news network?
We really are committed to the whole country. We want to be able to cover the whole country from everywhere and deliver it to everyone. We want to be a network for the entire United States. We think that's a great strength. There's 264 member stations of NPR. That's local newsrooms all over the country. And we see that as a huge resource, a huge asset, and the kind of thing that can help the country see itself in its entirety, not balkanized by region, not just, you know, the Northeast or California talking to the rest of the country, but the people of South Carolina helping the rest of the country understand the South, or the people in the Midwest or in the Great Plains helping people understand their areas. And I think that's very important, and there really is no other news network like that.
Where do you see public radio in the next 10 years when it comes to news gathering and news consumption for our listeners?
Yeah, it's an important question because we actually have quite a robust network of journalists all around the country, good, fine journalists, and they've been focused mostly on delivering their news through the radio. And that's terrific, and we have lots of listeners on the radio, and we love them. But there are lots of other people out there, and particularly younger people, who we can reach in other ways. We can reach them on news apps. We can reach them through .org. And we can increase the number of people who benefit by the good reporting that is being done here at South Carolina Public Radio and at NPR and at other stations all around the country by strengthening our digital capacity, by reaching out to people, both with audio in digital forms and in things you can read and look at on NPR.org and SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. So it's very important that we become, as they say in the trade, multi-platform. The reporting is good wherever you do it, but what's really important is getting it out to people in all these different forms.
That was Mike Oreskes, Senior Vice President of News and Editorial Director at NPR. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eadie.